Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Spotify. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cubba Boy, the modern Marvel. Nah, psych! Nah, it's Harry LaBrea, a.k.a. Cubba Boy, the modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. Melodious is still here, but so is Harry LaBrea. Either way, you guys, we're going to get into an In My Mind segment about some things. We're going to get into it about Flash. We're going to get into it about Jonah Hill. We're going to get into it about a lot of stuff. But before I get into that, please like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast. Check me out on all forms of social media. The link and the flow code will be in the descriptions once I uploaded everything to my social media as well, you guys. So check your boy out. Take a gander. Have a ball. Have a blast. Tell a friend. Tell a foe. Let everybody know this is how we go on Late for the Party, the show. Ha ha! But either way, you guys, we're going to get started with it like this. We're going to talk about the movie The Flash, and how they're saying that Flash is the worst superhero movie of all time. The worst superhero movie of all time. I know Flash had its issues, but deep down, I wouldn't classify it as the worst. Hell, I don't even classify Black Adam like worse or bad or anything. Was it different? Was it all that? None of them could be worse than Catwoman, okay? I'm gonna be 100% honest. Like, or Birds of Prey, or, you know, there's some out there. Like the Eternals. Thor Love and Thunder. You know, these are bad movies. To where even Chris Hemsworth had to come out and say, like, look. Like, that was obviously a bad call. But to call Flash the worst, was there a couple things I could have made some adjustments to it if I was me? Like, honestly, seeing, like, two Ezra Millers playing the same guy, but different ways. I mean, would it have been better just to have a different person play that different type of Flash? Like, we got multiple different Batman or whatever. You know, that makes sense, right? But, I mean, the reason why Flash did not survive was mainly because of the backlash that Ezra Miller did. That was the main reason. No other reason other than that. He fucked up. He was a piece of shit. And, I mean, you know, like, it's amazing to me how you fire Henry Cavill, and the dude's been a stand-up dude, probably one of the best Supermen I've seen don the cape since Christopher Reeve. Fire him again, and he didn't do nothing to you guys. Yet Ezra Miller fucked up. I mean, he has more of a track record of being a problem than anybody, including Jonathan Majors. Yet you let him. What happens at the end of the drama that happens when he does stupid shit. I ain't gonna include the fact that this fucker barely saw a courtroom, but his career is officially over, which ultimately killed the damn movie. I mean, and it sucks because all the performances that was going on, I forgot his last name, but dude who played Zod, he didn't even want to do the movie because he felt it was disrespectful for what was the whole thing with Zack Snyder, with the whole thing with the Man of Steel. So, I mean, there's a lot to it. He even broke it down, and it was just bad for business. Even Michael Keaton says that Ezra Miller is unbearable. I mean, there's a lot of red flags that was going on. The movie was almost dead on arrival the moment regardless of the fact that going through multiple producers and directors and whatnot. I mean, the movie, like Black Adam, said it was announced in 2014. Okay? The movie was announced in 2014. It just came out months ago, in 2023. Okay? We're talking about damn near, I don't know how many producers and directors were trying to make a conscious decision on really trying to figure out what the fuck to do with the movie. And not to mention we went through COVID. Hell, the Flash series came out the same time they made the announcement. And let alone the end of the series, is the final season of The Flash just when the movie starts to come out. Ain't that fucking weird? We ran through 9 fucking movies of, Marvel Cinematic Universe, and we barely even got, just the one with Flash, or Black Adam, for that matter. Dead on arrival, you guys. That's all I gotta say about that. I mean, look. Now, what do we do? Now, the whole thing with DC, the DCEU, and James Gunn is on this serious reboot binge. Now, what do they do about it? What do they do? What do they do about it? I don't know. What would you do if you were in their shoes? What I would do? I mean, I'm a firm believer, if it ain't broke, why fix it? But I saw the vision of what Zack Snyder was trying to do for his version of Justice League. But then the thing is, it's like, the problem is when you don't have, and I shouldn't say this, when you have a main person navigating like a Kevin Feige, in the first 3 phases, I must say, where it weaved everything in to where they all didn't have to connect in many ways, but it worked. And then also that the other producers that were doing the films were on the same pages with the characters where they didn't really mess them up to some degree. I mean, don't get me wrong, they fucked up on a few people. Mainly they fucked up on Thor. Because, you turn Thor fat in the end of an Endgame, when honestly, Thor in Infinity War was the best thing that happened in that movie. Next to, that was Thor's version, that was Thor's Superman moment when he was getting, when he did what he did to Thanos. It's sad. It's really sad. Now, I mean, for Flash, I mean, deep down, everything that he was trying to do, obviously, and, honestly, what I would do for that whole shit, stop with this time travel multiverse bullshit. Honestly, it's not cute. It's not cool. It makes everything so diluted. It got too many options. And look, Spider-Verse did it better. Okay? Spider-Verse did it better. And that's saying a lot, okay? Because you get more out of a fucking cartoon than you do out of a live action. How many fucking movies have done this whole fucking multiverse shit so far? Okay, let's count them off now, shall we? We could technically talk about Endgame, because technically that was about time travel. And, you know, now it weaves into whole shits and breaking into multiverses and whatnot. Then you could include Loki in that aspect too, the series. Then you got Spider-Man No Way Home, which did pretty okay on it. I mean, it was just memory berries left and right, but it is what it is. It was still a good movie nonetheless. Then you got Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. I mean, come on, y'all. Like, how you gonna call something the Multiverse of Madness and you only went to, like, one, two universes? You know? I mean, if you really think about it, like, eh. Then you got the Spider-Verse. You got both of them. You got both Spider-Verses. Which, honestly, they did very, very good on both of them. And I was very skeptical about, like, the first one, Into the Spider-Verse, and now the new one, Into the Spider-Verse. You know, but they did very well. I can't wait for a part two. They kind of left you abruptly hanging in the balance on how the first one ended, but it was still a dope movie nonetheless. Then we got The Flash. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all this shit. I mean, in Flash, I mean, look, I can take away certain things and like the movie for what it was. Honestly, I'm gonna say it like this. Michael Keaton saved that fucking movie. Michael Keaton made the movie worth watching. Okay, and the sad part is, I just want to see a Michael Keaton movie again. A Michael Keaton Batman movie. I think we deserve that. That is something that we asked for. A fan of being a comic book head or finish the Tim Burton narrative, the what was going on in the first two Batman of the Michael Keaton series. It was abrupted and taken away, and honestly, I feel that would have been a far better movie. But then we got a glimpse of it in The Flash, and seeing how The Flash, how Michael Keaton portrayed not only being an older Bruce Wayne, a more grizzled Bruce Wayne, but him being Batman, I mean, aside from the CGI, excuse me, him being Batman and the CGI parts with him being Batman was sick as hell. That was probably the best parts of the movie, where Michael Keaton was Batman and he was handling his business. And let's be real, he has to be the best Batman of all times. Michael Keaton is the best Batman of all times. Yes, even over Christian Bale. I mean, yes, even over Ben Affleck. And don't get me wrong, Ben Affleck is dope as fuck. But Michael Keaton up in Flash, what he was doing, even for the 15 minutes he was in it for, he was sick as hell. And honestly, I'm going to say it like this. I give him his props. Because I'll give it this, he is by far the best Batman, because not only that he took out a Kryptonian, even though he still died, he did take out a Kryptonian without Kryptonite. Ben Affleck couldn't even do that fighting Superman, okay? He couldn't even do that fighting Superman. Here is Batman fighting a Kryptonian. and took him out without a freaking, without any damn kryptonite. That is sick as hell. Tell me if I'm spitting lies. Because Ben Affleck didn't do that shit. Man. But either way, you guys, that's how I feel. Like, honestly, Flash wasn't a bad movie. It really wasn't. It really wasn't a bad movie. I just think for the circumstances of what happened with Ezra Miller, all the changes that they were doing with the producers, all the stuff that they cut out, when they cut out Henry Cavill, all of it. All of that stuff bit him in the ass. It really did. And honestly, I feel like it kind of robbed the story because it probably wasn't what we got, wasn't necessarily what they were trying to aim for. You know, when you got too many heads or too many people writing in and, like, you know, putting their finger in the punch bowl and everything, you know, it kind of makes a mess, you know what I'm saying? So, it was already messy when it got started, so deep down, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it sucks because, like, the Snyderverse, after time, you started appreciating it for what is becoming. And we're not gonna see a Man of Steel 2. We're not gonna see, I mean, hell, we're not gonna see none of those. But one thing I will take away from this is that I wanna see a Michael Keaton Batman movie, and I wanna see a Henry Cavill Superman movie, a sequel. Both of those guys deserve a sequel. I don't know why, but both of those motherfuckers right there, those motherfuckers are the genuine Batman Superman. Okay, anybody gonna tell me otherwise? Keaton as Batman, Cavill as Superman. Hell, I would rather see a World's Finest with just those two guys alone. And then it'd just be like years later. Superman's older. He's older. Batman's older. You know, they're friends. You know, like, hey, you made Gotham safe. Hey, you made Metropolis safe. You know, we did whatever we had to do. Write some shit about that. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers would pay top dollar for that shit. I sure as hell would. I mean, fuck, man. I just forgot about that. Fucking Michael Keaton, definitely the one got robbed out of this. Because not only that he was supposed to be in Batgirl, where freaking Brandon Fraser was supposed to be, Brandon Fraser was supposed to be Firefly. That movie was completed, and we didn't even get it. You know? I feel for, like, Michael Keaton and Henry Cavill. Because these motherfuckers have been putting in work, and people appreciate their shit, and they're getting no time to shine. They're only getting, like, what, 15 minutes when they're taking up their whole time to go do all this shit? Man, that's messed up. Either way, dude, I'm gonna get off the hook, you guys. I just wanted to speak my mind and share my thoughts about what was going on. I will update the episode in Vegas, but I'm having a little bit of extra little difficulty on uploading it. So I will try to get that out to you guys if whenever I can, but if anything, I will update with some more new content as well. So either way, you guys, This is Late for the Party on Spotify. It's so weird saying, not saying Anchor FM anymore. But yeah, this is Spotify, you guys. Please like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast. Check me out on all forms of on social media. The flow code and Linktree will be up in the description boxes once I upload everything. You can check me out on everything, TikTok, the whole shabam bam. And you can check out my Late for the Party merch, you guys. Pick up the t-shirt, do whatever you gotta do. Let a brother know, hey, yo, let's go. All right, guys, I'm gonna get off the hook. I'm your host, Harry LaBrea, aka Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel, signing off, you guys. And as always, when you're late for the party, you're always on time.